The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
What is up, motherfuckers? It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico, filling in for Luis J. Gomez as he's coming back from his Father's Day trip. I want to thank you all for tuning into the show. Almost on time, white late, 11-11.
She's got to be a little like Satan-y. You got to have the double numbers.
Yeah, that's how I roll, baby.
Yeah.
And I want to thank everybody I got with me this morning. To my right, you know him, you love him, High Society Radio and Notes of a Goon. We got Chris from Brooklyn.
What up, Zach?
How you doing, brother?
Good, good. Thanks for having me in this morning. I woke up a little late and snorted some Adderall and biked here in the heat.
Fantastic. It is ridiculously hot out.
Oh, yeah.
We have two more gentlemen that have braved the warm weather to be with us today. Two favorites, former co-host.
Yeah, this is an original, it's the OG show.
Former co-host and good friend, Chris Scopo.
Hey, buddy, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Thank you, and from your podcast, Rep Your Squad?
Rep Your Squad, yeah. You have one of the best episodes. People liked you.
Thank you, my friend, and thank you for being here. And do you still do garbage days or no?
No, but they should listen.
All right, well.
It's in the garbage.
Well, from Wrestle Roast.
Yeah,
sure. One of my other favorite people, got Scott Chaplin. How you doing, buddy?
I'm very good. How are you?
Thank you very much for joining us, gentlemen. It should be a very fun morning. We got Shannon in the booth. We got Paco in the booth with a very cute dog. It is going to be a fun day. How's everybody living?
That's what's up, nigga.
What is that from? I'm sorry.
Snoop.
It's just Snoop. Oh, it's just Snoop. Okay.
Yeah, that's the MTV movie award. Like
so he's live via satellite. That was...
All right. Well, I want to get right into it. If we're going to go, that could have been Snoop from this weekend's BET Awards, because Lil Nas X has gone viral again after what? Kissing a male dancer. Shannon, tell me about it.
Well, I can show you the video real quick first, and then we can discuss the backlash that he got from it. There's not an ad.
So
damn it.
Of course, don't worry about it. So you're telling me the audience of the BET Awards
is not a fan of this? This is a shocker.
Has a tinge of homophobia.
Impossible.
Get out of town.
So, well, what happened was he got a lot of heat on Twitter from people saying he disrespected his African culture by doing this. Lil Nas X came out as gay about 2 years ago.
He should have cut off a clit on stage.
Yeah. Yes. Right.
And filled it with mud.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's how they...
That's like a very black Israelite thing, too, that they think gay shit is from white people, and we kind of threw it upon black men.
Just
when
the
they
devil.
Were slaves, we like fucked their asses or something, and then they got gay. And that it never existed in Africa. And if you look at old art, there's no gay shit going on. But if you look at old European art, it's just like dudes blowing each other all the time. So that's kind of where that comes from, I guess, is the black heritage is they don't think they were ever gay.
Well, they,
but of course,
I think
gay.
It was called buck breaking. So when a slave master got like a new team, they would take the biggest, strongest one
and
he would
ass?
Fuck him in front of everybody else to like humiliate him.
Hmm.
Wait, so slave
and
owners
that, and that tradition has been passed down from generations and still exists in prisons today.
I mean, we make fun of Thomas Jefferson for having slaves and banging them, but who's banging gay slaves?
That was called buck breaking.
What the fuck?
Thing.
What a loser.
And that's like...
Do we always talk about how bad pussies must have smelled back then? Like slave butt must have been gross.
Imagine being in the hot box for a week and then just banging a dude butt.
Didn't need lube, though.
Didn't, no,
it wouldn't be. It'd be crusted over. It'd be like fucking pottery back then.
No, it takes some sweat and just lube it right up. It's like MLB players. Take some sweat, put on the rosin, and shove it in there.
Oh, this has got resin. This got resin in it. Yeah.
I'll never forget. I did a show at Old LOL. Remember that place? You take an elevator down. Mike Lawrence was there, and he did a joke about sucking dick. And then this gay guy came in with his chick. He was like, "Yo, that last motherfucker funny, but I don't play that gay shit. I don't play that gay shit." I was just laughing my ass off. I was like, if he knew, Mike actually blew dudes.
Mike had another story when he went to LOL.
He'll never get on the BET Awards.
That fucking elevator at LOL. I don't know. Did you have
to go
through this? Mike was on the elevator with two British guys, and they went to him. They're like, "So, is it true Jim Carrey is performing tonight?"
Oh,
and Mike went, "No. I am."
I used to work at Broadway Comedy Club, and they used to give me they used to be like, "Adam Sandler's here." I'd be like, "He hasn't done comedy in 30 years. What are you talking about?"
Yeah, I saw someone demand their money back at a stand-up New York because someone told them. This is why they stopped doing a street team, because someone told them Tina Fey was going to be there.
Tina Fey's a big one.
Kevin Hart was big.
When I worked in like Times Square, it was Tina Fey, Eddie Murphy, and Seth MacFarlane. Wow. Two of those three people have never done stand-up.
Yeah.
And then every once in a while, you would get like a European family, and halfway through the pitch, they would take out tickets to Dangerfields and go, "We have tickets to see Family Guy."
To see Rodney Dangerfield.
He's back from dead. Hologram Dangerfield.
Dangerfield is gone. It's gone. Yeah,
thank God.
No one books me, so I don't care about any of these places.
I got maybe one spot every 4 months, and it was the same five people in the audience. It was horrible.
Who went like
it was Finnish people? Finnish people from fucking, you know, they were like, "Rodney Dangerfield's here." It's like, yeah, he's been dead 12 years. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
You would think that Joker movie would have like helped. The way Louis did for the Cellar.
That was the most people they had in that show, in that place, in 12 years, though.
But just like, not that the Cellar was doing bad, but then once Louis came out, the Cellar became like crazy.
Oh, so I used to go to the Cellar when I was in high school. I would drive in and go to the Cellar any night. Maybe not a Friday or Saturday it was packed, but any other night, sometimes it would be empty. And this is like 2006. No, yeah, like 2007, yeah.
Yeah, when I was still cooking at night, I would go there. Meth? I got out. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. All right, cool.
But I would like, that would be like just a quick date night with me and my chick. We'd go to like the 1 a.m. on a Wednesday, but it would sometimes be like half.
Sunday shows? I remember I saw a show Sunday when I was 17, and it was like Attell, Louis, John Mayer, Chris Rock, something weird like that.
The pride of comedy, John Mayer.
Attell.
I fucking saw John Mayer live. I get why girls want to fuck him.
Really?
He is perfect. He was shredding. He's like 6'4", jacked.
He's jacked now?
Jacked. Like 6'4", and wide, too.
What?
I was like, I get it. I get why he's fucked everyone in Hollywood.
Yeah.
He's a good-looking man.
Mm. And the lyrics are sweet.
One of those slave owners would have fucked him. Let me tell you that.
If we're being honest, do you know any John Mayer song? I don't know any off the top of my head, but I know that if it's on, I get it. I definitely get it.
Is that erection?
I just like it.
I was fully masked for that. I did a Bud Light thing. Me and Alex Pavone, we did this hitting camera show where John Mayer was the guy there, and we knew what was happening the whole time, but we didn't know that they were going to send us to LA to see him shoot something. So we met him, and like I was like watching. I was like, yeah, I get white girls want to fuck you constantly.
And it's like every chick, right?
Every girl was at the front row. The first like five rows, all chicks.
And he has publicly said he only likes white chicks, right?
Yeah, he got
Didn't
in some
say
trouble.
His dick was racist.
Yeah, that was one of the jokes he did when he was trying to do stand up. It was, yeah.
I thought he just got drunk and said that for a Playboy interview.
Oh, I don't know. Okay.
I think that's what he got in trouble
for.
Wow,
okay.
That's how famous he is. He doesn't know if he's on stage or in a Playboy interview.
I respect that. I respect a guy that could be like, "Listen, I accept you for what you are and I love you, but if I'm putting my dick in you."
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going top tier only.
He had jokes about like wanting to jerk off on his girlfriend's face and her not letting him, but you knew it was Jennifer Aniston.
Who's
at the
not
time?
Letting oh, John yeah. Mayer jerk off on her face?
Oh, I know.
Yeah. What?
Like Jennifer Aniston, I guess. Someone
what?
Who has
yeah.
to, you know, wake up at 3 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had my ball sucked after working a 12-hour cooking shift.
Hold on. We have a bulletin coming in.
Uh-huh.
Tell these dorks to start talking about me. Keep these fans interested.
That was Lewis.
That's probably not a good idea.
How's Lewis? How was Lewis not able to make it, but he can hear it? Is the flight is after this?
He's probably in the hotel ignoring his son.
Ah, yes. Mm.
I shouldn't have set that on fire because now the whole room smells like paper. All right, Shannon, do you have that video?
Oh, this is the video of Lewis kissing a dude?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I get it. Lil Nas X, I get it. That,
did we miss it?
Shannon,
hold on.
What the hell did you do to me here?
It's in there. Hold on.
Shannon, we're trying to watch men kiss here. You're fucking up the flow.
You're ruining it.
Okay, here's a
be a bro, Shannon.
Here's a screenshot of
okay.
it.
Okay.
Oh, it's the Britney. It's the Britney. Yeah, it's the Madonna, Christina Aguilera thing.
You know?
Oh, are they mad because he did it in, like, Egyptian clothes?
Yeah, it was that, like, this whole thing is supposed to be, like, some sort of African thing, and that he disrespected the African culture because he kissed the guy.
They don't know it's in Egypt and Africa.
Yeah, this is just such a non-story to me. It's, you know, yeah, black people get mad.
No, it's black homophobia. That's what it is.
Black people get mad. Yeah.
They don't like gay stuff.
But they also get mad when he does something on SNL or when he every time he shows up, people get mad. That's
really?
The idea behind him. Yeah, I don't think this is strictly a BET thing.
I thought he was the black gay guy who got over.
Yeah, he got over to the general public, but
those white ladies
the general public is not a bunch of black Christians flipping out. Just
that's
like
true.
When random white mm-hmm. people flip out about it, it's not all white, you know.
But this—I don't think this is the average. Like 20-year-old black kids don't. They don't.
20-year-old black kids are rapping about sucking dick. That's like a thing on the internet.
Yeah,
is who can rap the best about blowing dudes.
Yeah,
yeah, he's like a tough black guy, but then he's also got like gay power. He's like Blade. he's got the powers from both worlds.
Oh.
Wait, black rappers are now rapping about blowing each other.
You never saw that? Like kids in high schools, they'll freestyle and they pass it back and forth, but it's all about how they're gonna suck your dick. And it's like just dudes, just black dudes, how good they're gonna.
They
suck
really
your
caught
dick.
Up to us.
Yeah,
man.
There's actually two BET stories. Apparently, Paco, you told me. Jack Harlow, never heard of his white rapper, who's nominated the BET Awards. Black Twitter upset.
He's good, actually. He's a good white rapper.
What did Black Twitter have to
has
say?
Has Eminem never been nominated for a BET Award? That seems unlikely.
No, I think he has. He has.
He must have
sure,
been.
I'm
yeah.
sure. He's done the ciphers and shit, too.
Didn't they used to have a show
Remember
called Blue Eyed Soul on BET on the weekends? I'm pretty sure
My
they did.
My former roommate was on a BET show. Mike Albanese was on this football show on BET. That's hilarious. Wow.
There was another. Who's the white? There are white comics that do like those.
Voss did.
Was the first
comic
white comic
view,
on,
right?
I think he was the first white guy
there's
on Def Jam.
Only two Def white Jam. Guys on Def Jam. Voss and some other fucking random guy.
Well, there's that, and then who's Red? There's Redbone. Have you guys seen Redbone?
Is that a white guy or
it's
an
like
albino?
A Richard Pryor bit. I know
Redbone is like almost.
No,
a,
that's Mudbone.
Oh, yeah, that's Mudbone.
He's
yeah.
like a hillbilly. White guy.
Really?
And he comes out and panders like a motherfucker.
But Redbone is... That's him?
That's
him?
Do you have any red... Can you bring a Redbone clip up? I remember his one closer on one of the black specials he did was him twerking with the microphone between his butt cheeks.
That's pretty funny.
He's copping their style.
He's in... I just know him because he's in all Rob Zombie's movies.
Is he like... What's his name? Who's that other fucking guy? Gary something?
Gary Owens.
Gary Owens.
It's huge, right?
He... blacks it up and he's the whitest person ever.
Yeah.
But isn't he, didn't he get in trouble during the Ari thing?
He came out. Yeah. He
came out and he's like, Ari, you're going to see what happens when black people get together. What the black community has to say to you. Like he like spoke on behalf of black people.
And then black people.
And black people were like, no, this is not your place. He was told this was not his place.
We're a little busy being homophobic against Lil Nas X right now. We don't have time for this Jew. All right.
How much you want to bet he starts pandering immediately?
Redbone! What do you mean? Look at his walk. He's already pandering. His name is Redbone. That is a slang term for light-skinned women.
Guys, he's wearing Patrice's outfit still.
Yeah. Oh, that's he starts opener? Twerking immediately.
What's up in this motherfucker? That's right. It's a cracker up in this motherfucker.
Holy shit.
And y'all better show me some motherfucking love, because you know what white folks do when they get mad. They blow shit up.
Does anyone else like have like chills?
Like he looks a lot like this kid Buck I used to get drunk with. I'm not gonna lie.
Now, do you think this is him? Because white guys like this do exist.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Or do you think it's a Larry the Cable Guy move, and his name is just Steve Johnson?
No.
I'm Eddie Stone.
Larry, we have to turn off your cable guy?
Well, his real name is not Redbone, so what the fuck is his name?
I'm Eddie Stole My Opening Bit of Twerking. That's my fucking go-to.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Jesus. You fucking douchebag. Well, yeah. His name, what's his real name? What, can you get his real name?
Yeah, if you guys could look that up in the book, but like, do you guys get embarrassed when you see shit like that?
Or no, that's my favorite type of comedy is embarrassing comedy. Every time I've ever been to a show, the most I laugh is when a guy's fucking up. When I used to do open mics, whoever was the strangest made me the happiest. And everybody else, I kind of just zone out.
Michael Alcott.
Who the fuck wants to hear an interesting observation about a thing, you know?
Even that's that true.
I
want
to see a guy fucking slur his words and shit his pants.
What's the deal with twerking?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about your take.
No name sounds worse. Michael Redbone Alcott.
Michael Alcott.
Alcott definitely sounds like a plantation owner name, right?
Yeah.
Like the Alcott Plantation.
Yeah.
They're still having weddings there.
No, I get, for some reason, that like makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up when I see shit like that.
Do you remember that lady Barbara Todish? I think she passed away, but she used to show up at open mic. She was like in her 70s, and she would just, every open mic, it was pretty much the same bit, and she would flip the fuck out about 9/11 and about how the firefighters stole dead people's wallets and all this shit. And then she goes, and how do I know? Because I was there. And she smacks the top of her head and dust comes out of her hair. Like she put baby powder in her gray hair.
That's a good bit.
That was the bit, yeah.
I liked it.
She did that for 5 minutes every day for 4 years?
Yeah. Oh my God. Like, yeah, exactly. 5 minutes every day for about 4 years. Yeah, that's exactly right.
I mean, when I opened for Otto and George, they were still doing JFK jokes.
Well, I mean, he built the dummy.
Was he around for... Because I know, like, you know the story about Otto and George, where John Lennon saw him and said some funny English shit, you know? So he was around, I guess, for a long, long time. He was doing JFK jokes.
When I opened for him in Jersey, I think it had to be, like, 8 years ago now, maybe longer, maybe 10 years ago.
He's been dead that long.
Yeah, so it's got to be 10 years ago, because I've been doing comedy 12 years. That makes sense, though. Yeah. He did the JFK bit with the dummy, had like the back of its head blew off. So he would pretend like the dummy was JFK and it would get shot.
Yeah, you don't abandon a bit where you've built a thing. Yeah,
Then he also did who's the lady that cut her husband's dick off?
Lorena Bobbitt.
Yeah, he did Lorena Bobbitt jokes.
What the dummy do for that one?
Just
Monica Lewinsky.
You think he's as he's doing that bit 10 years later, he's like, come on, some whore just cut another guy's dick off. Yeah, just, I can update this.
Not even ten years later.
I'm just like,
that was a 20-year-old joke.
Update the bit a little bit.
That happened when we were in like elementary school, right?
Yeah.
Fucking Lorena Bobbitt. Good for her. You know?
And then he murdered. He murdered.
That dude did porn later. That's true.
Yeah, they showed his dick. I thought you were talking about Otto.
No, Otto, no.
No, John Wayne Bobbitt, yeah, when they showed his dick. He hung out with Ron Jeremy.
That's great. He did porn with Ron Jeremy?
Yeah, they were
Ron Jeremy's
like
gone, right? I mean, he's genuinely fucked.
Yeah, he got me too out of
people
porn,
don't talk about it much,
hilarious.
But it's crazy.
He's in jail.
It's like records.
Is he in jail?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he's in jail. Yeah. He's not going anywhere for he's dying in jail.
I mean,
he was like the obvious Cosby. Like he was just Cosby in the open and nobody gave a shit.
I mean, I've talked about
100 something women.
I've done movies with he's been in my movies.
And he's cool.
Oh yeah, you told me that the show movie's just like, yeah, we're just gonna leave him in. We're just gonna leave him in the movies.
He doesn't know where he is. Oh. Like he kind of just shuffles around.
To be fair, there hasn't been blood in his brain since 1960, right?
And he just kind of like, he doesn't really know where he is. He kind of talks at the ground. I remember he had a manager that was a comedian, and they were talking to me about doing shows. And Ron was like, yeah, we're going to go to the Catskills tonight and see if we can do spots.
What the fuck?
Like, that's what he thought. Like,
Do you think some of these cases are him just being...
I think
remember like when Don Vito got in trouble for grabbing a titty?
Yeah.
And it's like, you let him out of the house. He's not supposed to be a guy who's signing autographs.
Yeah, he's not.
Yeah.
I think in his head, it is still 1970s. He's in the grotto at the Playboy Mansion. And
but
he does not realize when it is or the implications of
his
actions.
He lived a good life, though.
And he was gross the whole time.
Yeah.
He was always fucking gross.
Yeah, legit.
Yeah, but I think there's like... Shannon, you can attest to this. You know girls who are way whorier than you, right? There's a freak show aspect to Ron Jeremy's massive cock with the ugly face, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've definitely heard people say that There was something about him.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, a giant cock.
Yeah. Yeah. There was something.
Something about him, like, looks-wise?
Or I guess something that would draw them to him.
Mm. Yeah, the giant cock is
pretty. Yeah, no, like, and also, but you did acknowledge something about the fact that he is ugly. He looks like the worst kind of dad, like the grossest kind of dad.
He's like 5'6".
But he's got this cock where it's like you could fuck him and not even touch him, really.
He looks like if you suck that giant cock, he'll get you one line in a bad horror movie. Right?
Yeah.
When in reality. Towards the end of all the wrong, when he was still doing porn, he always, and I'm so jealous of this, he always just had his whole fist around the base of his dick. Like, that was the one part that wouldn't get fully hard. But there was still so much more left.
Wow.
And I definitely know chicks have blown him.
No, you don't think it was just to keep the blood in there, like a cock ring?
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I don't think he was fully, like...
He hasn't been hard since 85.
Yeah, I don't think he was performing at maximum level.
Yeah.
Because back in the day, he could pull tricks. Like, he could count backwards from 100 and come on 0.
Oh, no shit. He was a cocksmith, a trained... Yeah. Wow. Would you, and I mean this genuinely, not to fuck with you, would you suck his dick, like, in terms of... No? But you would, because you would blow guys.
Yeah, of course.
If I would blow guys, I think I'd blow around Jeremy. Like, for the Shannon thing, it's like it's a star, you know?
For the story?
What?
For the story?
Yeah.
They walk around
just because, like, you're
like...
sucking dick, so you might as well suck famous dick, you know? You go like, oh, I...
Fair enough.
I sucked...
Yeah, but wouldn't you rather...
Random... Guy's dick? Go. Oh, here we go.
It's quite a piece.
Yeah, it's like not
this
even a part of him. Like, look, she's not even close to him. She's barely near his stomach.
Is this reverse cuck porn? What is this?
Dude, when it's Ron Jeremy in the scene, it's got to be reverse cuck porn.
I heard this thing that, like, a famous porn star, when he first got in, like, took her under his wing. Like, you know, she like taught him how to, like, eat pussy, and that's why he was such a good fuck. Everyone wanted to fuck him because this, like, one older porn star trained him how to fuck.
That was it, like a Nina Hartley or something.
Something like that. Yeah. I've seen interviews and every, like, porn star girl is like, oh my god, he's the best fuck I've ever had in my life. He's so good.
That was James Dean for a minute. Remember that? Girls, they were writing articles about James Dean.
Oh, and then he also
years,
got me.
Yeah, and
yeah,
then he got
me too. Dude, hard. John Angel came out and said that he would, like, hold her head underwater and shit.
Yeah, but originally it's like, he's a regular guy who fucks, like, he's in love. Like, he used to hold women when he was fucking them and stuff, you know, like, he cared. And, yeah, and it turns out he traumatized
the BET
all
awards.
These women.
Where were the BET Awards when James Dean was writing think pieces?
Well, he came close to doing, like, mainstream shit almost, didn't he? Like, he was, like...
Yeah, he was a guy.
James Dean's a good name, too. That's, like...
Perfect name, yeah. Oh. D-E-E-N.
He's still out there, though. Doesn't he have an OnlyFans?
I'm sure he has something, but...
And he fucked a comic, too, remember?
Yeah, she wrote a blog about
Karen?
It, right?
Oh, she wrote a blog. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, she wrote a thing about
Karen.
It.
Karen.
I think that might have been reverse engineering, though. I think she might have done a porn and then been like, I was doing an experiment for feminism.
You know who he fucked? He fucked Farrah Abraham in her video.
Yes.
And that was that blew him up too.
Yeah, that got him pretty high up.
But I think his like social justice thing was he was calling some of the girls racist for not wanting to fuck black, because, you know, they can make more money if they hold that off. You know what I mean?
If you don't fuck black guys, you can make more money.
No, like, you save it. So that you get the payday for the first one.
So that it's special.
Yeah.
Because like it's the same reason girls don't necessarily do anal when they start.
Of course, you build your reputation, you make a bunch of money, you become a hot commodity, then you deal with... Yeah, okay.
And then you negotiate.
Exactly.
I think that's what kind of got him, is some of the girls were just like, hey, you're knocking our money. And they were kind of like, here's what he actually is like. We were never going to let this out. But, like, now you're just knocking the way we make money and calling us all racist. You're calling a bunch of girls who are literally getting fucked in the ass for money racists. It's like...
Yeah, you're not respecting the business. Yeah. They respect black people too much. They're like, we need to be famous to fuck them.
Yeah, we need to put this on another level.
Yeah, sir, I understand the money. Keep your shoes on. Damn, dog.
No problem, sir.
Socks and shoes only, sir. Yeah. You need traction when you step on my face.
What's the highest OnlyFans for guys? Like, what's the most money? Because $8 a month, that's nothing. It's a couple coffees.
Oh, how much does it cost? How much does it cost?
The highest for women, I've seen like $40 for a month for OnlyFans. That's a lot of money.
How much content are you getting for that, though?
Yeah, no, you still... I subscribe to Rochelle Ryan's, and that's the worst thing. I have to fucking cancel it, but like...
Who is she? She's
that's
just a porn star?
It's how they get $12 a month, and I'm like, oh, this is great. And then you got to pay for everything. You got to pay for, like, you know, the fucking fuck scenes or anything. It's like, you always...
Oh, so that's not included with the 12.
No! All you see is, like, her tits in the morning. It's like, you put that on Twitter.
Trash.
I'm getting fucking fucked here.
OnlyFans is a lot of girls playing with themselves, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, they got to fuck a new guy every night.
And now they're talking about moving interest. Away from porn.
Yeah, I think OnlyFans was trying to move
into it. They're trying. Yeah, you know who?
A bunch of comics did it.
Did it, yeah.
I remember that, yeah.
And for like 3 months, every comic was
Ari
doing
Finling
it.
Ari Finling did, right?
Well, they were paying everybody.
Yeah, they were paying everybody to have
I
OnlyFans.
Remember Joe List was like, he's like, I got to go to a meeting. OnlyFans wants to talk to me.
Yeah, I'm sure there's money in that. It's a good... It's structured as a good platform. They're getting your money.
I think, yeah, I mean, yeah. Really I think OnlyFans started, they didn't want to just have porn stars. That wasn't their, like, business model. But then, like...
No, it was, though. Their business model was Patreon kicked all these people off, so that's where they got traction.
Oh, I thought it was, like, they wanted, like, comics and people to, like, have, like, a personal with their fans, and then like, porn stars were like, this is great for us.
Because all those porn chicks were on Patreon. Before podcasts were making any money on Patreon, porn chicks were making money on Patreon, Instagram girls were making money on Patreon, selling nudes. And Patreon, I think PayPal made them kick all adult services off. And that's how OnlyFans kind of kicked off. They just had a better merchant service.
Isn't that
situation.
The story of the progression of entertainment is always porn leading the way? Like, didn't DVDs become popular because...
VHS beat Betamax because of porn. Yeah,
exactly. Because it's all porn, right? It's all we have to
porn
constantly
is a few
keep
years ahead of whatever
Everything.
It's going to be.
Oh, dude, I remember HD was first in porn. I hated it so much, and my eyes couldn't figure it
out.
Did you ever
watch porn on the Oculus?
Yes.
Oh, that would fucking blow your mind.
I have an Oculus, and I haven't yet because I'm afraid I'm never going to come back out.
Let me tell you something. It's,
you're gonna take the blue pill.
Yeah,
my brother was my brother we share it basically, and I just gave it to him. He's like, as soon as they invent like a poem of like pussy where you just feel it on you and you think it's her, he goes, women are done. Just women are fucking toast.
No, they have those.
Yeah, but it's not the same. It's not the same as a chick.
Yeah, but they're weird and Asian.
That's true. That's the one thing that I've told you this before. Japanese VR porn still blurs it out. That's the most dystopian thing about 2021.
What's the deal with that?
Yeah, Zach, yeah. Do you know that? I feel like you're.
I don't know the reasoning for the blur for the blurred genitals and Japanese stuff.
I mean, what do you guys
think they
could
have
look
to blur
at?
Pubes.
They have to. I think everything. That's why they. I think it's penetration. If it's only a penis, is that's why they do the tentacle stuff.
Yes, that's true.
Paco, you're Asian. Tell us.
I mean, personally, I don't know, but according to this article, it's illegal to share indecent materials. So they simply blur out the genitalia, and, you know, as strange as that is, it's become acceptable.
Mm. It's not acceptable.
Yeah, we know an eel is going in your pussy.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, lady.
Is it Japanese porn blurs it out or Chinese porn too?
I'm always so confused on what content comes out of China.
I don't think they're allowed to look at anything, but I just read that people put a giant library into Minecraft that's got all the articles and books that are banned in China.
And they're reading them in China.
And in China, you can go into Minecraft and walk around this virtual library and get all the shit that the government's been blocking.
Those people are going to get killed over Minecraft.
Oh, 100%.
Holy shit.
They banned Winnie the Pooh. They're not allowed to have porn.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, remember that bodies exhibit? That was like a
big
thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody went and was like, why are all the dudes here 5'3"?
Yeah. I went to one in
Vegas.
They
were Uyghurs.
And they were all supposedly Chinese prisoners that they sold the corpses of. And it's like, it's really weird that all these guys died at the exact same time at different ages. There's like a couple hundred of them, it
looks
like.
It's weird they were all posed like a flip book, too. Yeah.
China doesn't give a fuck. Yeah, no. They are just like, you're going to do what we say and you're going to like it.
Dude, Huawei has like cities where they can track your footsteps on the sidewalk. Like
really?
The sidewalks have fiber optics in them. Yeah.
God,
like they
crazy.
Build all this shit.
And why would they do this?
Because they're autocrats.
Oh damn.
They and they're also probably shit. A keeping track of people. B it's probably good analytics.
Dude, so, they have facial recognition that like.
How hard must that be?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. How good your facial recognition?
They can take out your religion. Yeah. They have the facial recognition technology that could identify those Uyghur Muslims. They like came out with that shit over the summer.
Really?
Yeah, it came out
right on the train they go.
And you're just walking in a
as
scan
a Uyghur.
Might
does
happen.
That upset you?
Yeah.
Great news, fans. Yo Kratom, who you guys know is one of the best sponsors here on the network, just launched Yo Delta. That's right. We got a new Delta 8 sponsor with everything you need to stay high all summer long. So if you're over the age of 21 and you live in one of the majority of states where Delta 8's legal, it is time to stock up and get high all summer long on your Delta 8. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in weed that can be legally shipped nationwide and get you high. It's potent. They've sent us gummies. They've sent us vapes. I've done the field research.
It works.
They work. So if you live in a state where weed's not legal, you don't have to call some scummy dude who wants to come over and hang out and try and fuck your girlfriend when you can just order Yo Delta, okay?
I mean, you can still call that guy. He needs friends.
Nah, let him stay home. Because now you've got high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8 gummies and vapes that'll get you high. That's YoDelta.com. And if you use the promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off your order. So one more time, guys, that's Delta 8, YoDelta.com, promo code GAS, 25% off. Check it out. Let's get back into the show. I was just reading a bunch of, like, the stuff they do at Disney to, like, make people spend money and, like, how they track you. So the wristband you get that you can put your credit card on and pay for things, A, they say people spend infinitely more money when you have that on because you're not thinking about
it. You don't think about it. Yeah, it's like nothing.
The cost. Also, they're using that to do analytics on who goes where in the park when, so that then they can rearrange the food stands and shit based on the traffic. And then they have light poles in Disney.
You're just going to have food stands in the first 5 seconds of it. Yeah.
They have light poles in Disney that spray smells. They're fake light posts. So 5 minutes before you hit the popcorn stand, they spray the smell of hot popcorn at you.
Jesus.
So they're like, oh, man, I want some popcorn. Or before you go to the ice cream shop, they spray vanilla at you.
What do they do for the Jews? Do they just spray them?
They go, get out of here.
Cyclone B.
Get out of here. Walt didn't like this. Like you.
And the other, so, like, the big merch, like, the big gift shop, they keep it colder than anywhere else in the park.
Oh, it's freezing, dude. Freezing, yeah.
That's so people buy sweatshirts.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard that, yeah.
Every time I've been in any theme park store, I want to buy a sweatshirt. Yeah.
And that is because they're trying to make you forget that it's hot outside, because they said if they don't do that, no one would ever buy Disney sweats.
Yeah, because it's in California and it's in Florida.
Yeah.
That's fucking, you know what? These communists are genius. They know what they're doing out there.
And the craziest one for me is, have you guys heard of Go Away Green? So at Disney, they have this color that, like, they've worked on for years. And it's a color that the human eye skips. Like, when you see it, it's like just like your brain kind of edits it out. And you don't notice whatever that thing is. So anything that's under construction, anything that's got, like, beams supporting it that they don't want you to see, the employee doors are all this same color called Go Away Green. So people walk by it and don't notice it.
That's just, that seems productive, though. That is that deceptive or good idea?
Well, it's a good idea, but it's kind of fucking crazy that a theme park has that.
You know what I mean? Yeah, they've done that
level of work.
Yeah.
Is this it?
Yes, yeah, that's Go Away Green.
But is that, okay, I mean, is it communism or it's capitalism that Disney got to get this way?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely
There's
capitalism.
No more competition, yeah.
But the
so they get to have a country in America. Yeah.
So the crazy,
it's pretty dope if they got Vatican status.
The craziest Go Away Green thing is the door to Club 33.
Okay, what's that?
Club 33 is the only place with hard liquor in the Magic Kingdom. And it's an exclusive country club with a 10-year wait. It costs $50,000 a year in membership fees. And it's literally just a door you walk in.
Because there's like a cult but with this. There's like people that are like in charge of it, and then you have to apply, like you and your like wife or your girlfriend.
Yeah, you apply.
And it's like, it's I heard it's like a sex thing too.
These fucking Disney people are fucking gross.
Oh, like, adult Disney people freak me out.
Where it's like the guys and people that are in charge, they want to like fuck the new people's wives coming in and stuff like that. It's like a whole big cult.
Well, there's a rumor that the reason it's even called Club 33 is the highest level you can get in the Masons. And Walt Disney fucked around in the Mason stuff.
Was he level 33? He had to be.
I would imagine so. So I think originally it might have been a meeting place for Masons, and then it's kind of turned into whatever it is. But, you know, like, people that go to Disney a lot, Like grown-ups that go to Disney a lot?
Yeah, a lot of them died from COVID because it's like the fat Disney people.
That's why there was no hover around the Capitol.
Those are the ones. Because a lot of fat people just stay inside and so you're not going to die from COVID.
Well, there's room in the Masons. The
fat people who love roller coasters, dude, they were dropping. And
they could travel fast without walking.
Disney lovers, man. Yeah, it's just you're born. I don't know if it's trauma that you love Disney so much, but it's definitely you chose a thing very early. A
lot of porn stars hanging out at Disney World.
Yeah, that too. Instagram. A lot of wrestlers.
Yeah. Well, that's they live in Florida, though.
But it's all the same kind of guys. These very silly, like they on the regular, they just kind of dress up like superheroes and shit. It's very kid brain people.
It's very strange.
I don't want to think it's childhood trauma, but you're definitely trying to recreate a time in your life when things were simpler.
And dude, that simple time was 2 years, you know? Yeah. Like you enjoyed two movies over the course of 2 years, and then you stretch that out till fucking high school, and then you stretch that out and you're 40, and it's like, oh my God, I've liked 5 movies my whole life, and 3 of them are cartoons.
I think it's just not developing a personality. It just makes it easier.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
it's like
yeah,
all
yeah.
these people who are just like very, like, even like the Marvel people. Like, I grew up reading comic books. I still read them. I'm just like the fucking Marvel fan.
It's kind of like they're stuck in an age. They're
and
stuck
also,
at 14.
The shit's good. Like, the content is fun to watch. They're not fucking up. Disney doesn't often make a shitty movie. Hmm. And so you have a reason to, you have a defense. They have an army of people who make good shit.
I would argue, I agree that it is like, it's one of those things where that's that person's personality, like wine moms.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Or like people with Jeeps.
Yep.
That's just that guy. And you're always
fat horror movie guys.
Yep, exactly. Thank you. Fat tattooed horror movie guys.
Yeah.
And yes,
it's an open place for people who are nerds to be open.
Guys with little dicks who get piercings who try to take their pants off whenever possible. Whatever.
Hey, I haven't done that in months.
Since COVID happened.
Yeah. I've been very good about it.
Guys who hate themselves so much they snatch their cock in a rat trap on a regular basis.
I haven't done that in 2 years. The math's not right on that. Hold on. I got to remember when I did that last. Well, I'll do it again soon.
The worst are Hershey Park people are the worst people. The ones who think that's awesome. I know some Sesame. I know two Sesame Place. People who love Sesame Place.
That feels like Chuck E. Cheese where you're not supposed to get in.
Yeah, bring in like nieces, nephews.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because that's not somewhere like just grown up.
Is there even good rides at Sesame Place? I've never been any of these places.
I think there's a water park there.
It's fucking
dude, the kids section of a water park is fun.
That's even more what he said. You liked two movies when you were 5. Like you just liked Elmo when you were 3. And you're like, I still like Sesame Place.
Well, remember when Tickle Me Elmo got big?
Oscar the Grouch gets you off.
Yeah.
When Tickle Me Elmo got big, like, 17-year-olds wanted Tickle Me Elmos sometimes. Do you remember that?
I feel like that was when I was
really uncomfortable. That's when they started selling Sesame Street Place shit at like Hot Topic for a moment.
Yeah, fucking. There's a lot of fat Coke dealers with fucking Cookie Monster hats.
Yeah, yeah. And Cookie Monster's wearing a gold chain with a dollar sign on it or something.
Or Elmo like sagging his jeans.
Yeah,
with
Elmo
boxes.
With his jeans.
They'll
sagged.
Fucking sell you anything. They don't give. Walt Disney has no shame. Yeah. They'll sell you crack if it's fucking. It will go.
It's such a corny idea that's cool, that it's like, it's my childhood, but fuck, it's
look,
cool,
he is a
but
back,
fuck you now.
He has
now
a backwards hat on. He's cool. Look at Elmo.
Yeah. He's hip. Like SpongeBob with like a hat.
Yeah, SpongeBob is the worst too. Like, I see kids like SpongeBob tattoos. It's like, isn't this guy gay or something like that too?
well, people, another thing, people's defense of SpongeBob is they say it's well written, right? And so they that's their defense of holding on to it.
Isn't there a SpongeBob where people like jump into the ocean and die looking for him?
That was the thing I remember hearing as a kid. That
I swear
like
to God,
a kid
like,
jumped off of a boat. I don't know if that's true, but a kid jumped off of the boat because he liked SpongeBob or something.
Isn't that just natural selection?
wasn't there was some kids who threw a bowling ball off a bridge because of Beavis and Butthead too?
No, I
that
don't
was
know
like
about
when
that.
We were like real. That was when I was real young. I remember elementary school because there was an episode of Beavis and Butthead where they stick M80s in the holes of a bowling ball and throw it off a bridge.
That's fucking
and then
funny.
Some kids just threw a bowling ball off a bridge and killed somebody.
There was kids that threw a turkey off a bridge and killed somebody.
Yeah, that too. Every once in a while you throw something off a bridge.
What is this?
Yeah.
Claim. Oh, it's from Snopes. Claim. A child drowned after jumping into the ocean to see SpongeBob SquarePants status. False.
It's like, I'm bummed out that it's not true, but a kid is not dead, so I guess that's good.
Eh.
I had friends that threw shit off the bridge when I was a kid.
Yeah, you should throw shit off a bridge.
Like, yeah, that no, that was
you're
like
walking
a pretty
over a bridge, you throw something off a bridge. I mean, just if anything laying around, bottle, eggs, whatever.
I think as a kid, yeah. Couch. So with rocks yeah. typically
into water or into like over like an overpass.
Over an overpass. Over an
There's
overpass.
A video online of someone throwing a doll off a bridge and it hits the car and the car swerves and
isn't that in the Macaulay Culkin movie, the Good Son?
Well, I don't know. Is that happening?
Oh yeah.
He does that and he throws really? A dummy off.
Well, look it up because I'm telling you it also happened in real life and I feel like you're calling me a liar right
oh,
now.
Oh no, I'm not. I'm just saying that also happened in a film.
Yes, I remember. I don't remember it in that, but yeah. Good movie.
All right, while we're looking that up, let's do plugs. Scopo, what do you want people to check out?
Check out my podcast, Rep Your Squad. It's on iTunes, Spotify, all the good stuff. And then check me out online at Chris Scopo everywhere.
Hell yeah, Scotty.
Check me out at Scott_Chaplin on Instagram and Twitter, and Wrestle Rose on iTunes, Spotify, all that stuff.
Excellent. From Brooklyn?
Notes of a Goon, High Society Radio here Thursdays at 8. And I'm supposed to be in Philly and Maryland with Robbie Bernstein this weekend. And I would post it on my Twitter, but I am temporarily locked out of Twitter for saying that I want everybody that works for HP to die in a fire.
Excellent. You guys know where to find me. At Zach is Not Funny on Instagram. Also, check out Bye Guys with Ian Finance Thursday mornings. Zach Miko's Midnight Spook Show Fridays at midnight and Catalyst Wrestling Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. All right. Did we find that clip from The Good Son?
Yeah, one sec.
We never. What did we find out? It was also a real thing.
We're looking that one up still.
Okay, so let's see the clip from the movie and then. We'll
I mean, somebody out. Must have done this with like their like sister's doll. You know what I mean?
Of course, yeah.
This is hilarious, though.
Mr. Highway. He's thinking about the end. He's had enough of this terrible life.
What?
Say goodbye.
No!
At this point, it's comical. There's so many cars.
We give a shout out how good of an actor Macaulay Culkin was.
It's still happening. He threw the doll a minute ago, and there's still cars crashing into
each other.
He's
like seven.
How hard was it for him to not say, keep the change, you filthy animals?
I made my family
disappear.
Oh,
you got to edit that. Yeah.
What a good movie that was. I forgot how good that movie that was.
I just remember the ending. It's kind of Lion King. Yeah. Right? He throws him off the...
I just read a bunch of shit about that, how where... the deal was that like Macaulay Culkin's dad was like a real shrewd business dude. Mm-hmm. And they wanted him to like start getting real roles. So they had to greenlight that movie or he wouldn't do Home Alone 2, I think.
Really?
What and that was the deal genius. Where he was like, well, I want to make sure he also gets serious parts and doesn't get stuck in these shit like family comedies.
Then what happened after that? Richie Rich. It was nothing. Over, dude.
Yeah, it was over.
It was over.
And at 40, you're still in
my
the
girl's,
band.
My girl's good.
That was Dan before Aykroyd. Richie Rich, though, right?
Yeah, that... It's got to be after Home Alone, though. Or yeah, no,
I think it is.
Yeah,
he's older than My Girl. He's older than that.
Oh, for sure.
I accidentally ruined that movie for my wife's friend. They were watching it when I came home. I'm like, oh shit, did he die from the bees yet? And she goes, what? I went, oh no.
Uncle Buck, he's in Uncle Buck.
Oh, he's great in Uncle Buck.
So good, super talented.
There's that one famous scene everyone's on TikTok that does that shit.
Oh, yeah, let's look at the
91. You notice Michael Jackson, yeah, Black or White, the video short? Okay. Oh, okay. My girl's before. Oh, no.
Yeah, no, My Girl was a year after.
Okay. And then, look, he hangs out with Michael Jackson, then a bunch of duds after, right?
Yeah.
The Good Son, 93?
It's called The Rape Slump.
Yep. The Nutcracker, he can't even. He goes, I'll take anything, Dad. The Pagemaster. I like the Pagemaster, but I'm fucking dumb.
Wow, and then
The Pagemaster? You mean shitty, never-ending story?
Yes,
by the way,
yes.
I mean, what a fucking from Party Monster to Richie Rich, just a fucking... He did two music videos.
Yeah, Sonic Youth music video.
And I'm not nuts about him in Party Monster. Even though I like that movie, I feel like he's just playing a foppish gay guy.
Yeah.
And not at all playing Michael Alec. The real Michael Alec was a lot more difficult to be around.
Who's that? I don't know what that movie's about.
It's about Michael Alec was a party promoter who killed his drug dealer.
Oh, yeah.
We interviewed him on SDR, and he was boring as fuck.
I think I've heard something about this. Yeah,
he went to jail for a while. He got out, and then they brought me in for the interview. And I was all excited because it's like my favorite book. And as he was sitting down, his publisher was like, oh, don't ask about the murder.
That's the reason why you're here.
Yeah, and then he was just a sociopath. Like, he lied the whole time. He said that he had a new party that he was promoting, and it was like a few blocks away from Ralph's house. He's like, yeah, we have about 1,500 people that come through every Tuesday night. And then when he left, Ralph was like, that place holds like 14 people.
So this guy got famous for committing a murder.
No, he got famous as a big party promoter. He ran like Limelight, like all the big like club kid nights.
Okay.
And then he was a heroin addict, and he killed Angel Melendez, his drug dealer. But then everyone knew he did it, but there was no body. So he was just free. He put it in suitcases and threw it in the East River. The cops found it and never ID'd the body. So his body was just evidence for months when, like, Michael Musto would put, like, in page six jokes about Michael Alec being a murderer.
And then they did they
eventually they ID'd the body, and because what he did was he used suitcases that were lined with cork, so he threw the suitcases in the river and they just floated.
Oh shit!
And he thought they were gonna sink, not knowing what the
cork floats.
Yeah,
but okay. At that point, you throw them into the river, right? You notice they're not sinking. You jump in the fucking river and get those suitcases, right?
Also, why would you think suitcases with bodies in it would just float? That doesn't make any sense.
Bricks. What are you doing? Bricks is bricks sink.
Yeah, like it's just
he was on heroin.
Even more reason.
That's a very good point that we're missing out. Yeah, he was on heroin. Like,
that's true. He was one day away from drowning in a bathtub, so he figured it would sink.
Yeah.
So his defense was that they got in a fight. He grabbed a hammer and killed him. Then when they looked at the body, he also apparently injected the guy with Drano.
Okay. You know, he's not there.
So they were chilling. He injected him with Drano.
No, I think the other way around. I think he attacked him with the hammer, couldn't kill him.
Oh, of course. And then
shot him up with Drano.
Made sure he was dead. Oof. So how long did he go to jail for?
Not that long. Yeah, this was like mid-90s, and we interviewed him a few years ago.
He seems that he's out and about. I think murder.
No, he's dead now. He OD'd on Christmas.
Oh, what a sad Christmas.
Got a hot shot of Drano.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch The Sons of Sam on Netflix?
Yeah, no, that fucking horseshit.
You think it's horseshit? You think it was just him?
That's horseshit.
Where are you from again? You sound like all the ladies that were interviewed during it. Like,
yeah.
They're like, let the mothers handle him. David Berkowitz. Yeah. They all thought they could murder a murderer, you know? Because people from Queens, they think it's just David Berkowitz, but this documentary is saying it's
no,
like...
No, I think it's because Netflix will just fucking sell anything for murder because they're losers.
Oh, well, yeah, sure, but there's, you know...
All they do is murder. They're like, well, this is a fucking good thing. Let's sell this.
Oh, you gotta watch it. It's very good. The idea is there's people who lived across the street from him who are also there's two sons of a guy that Berkowitz would hang out with and like whatever, and those two guys were described as killers. Both of them died in weird ways. Like, one guy killed himself, but then they looked into it, and he shot himself in the back of the head and all this shit. And, yeah. And then David Berkowitz admitted that he was in a cult.
Oh, the murderer admitted it was other people?
The same guy that told him the, the dog told him?
Yeah, this is years later.
After he was in the jail for murder for the rest of his life, he's admitting there's other people involved?
No, he...
You fucking hack. Honestly.
What is he talking about right now? He didn't
Come
see
on.
A movie.
It's
he's
fucking,
flipping out about
it. It's David Berkowitz. It's David Berkowitz.
Why do you care so much?
I watched the thing. Of course I
watched
it.
Oh, you watched it?
Yeah, of course I watched it.
And you're convinced that it's completely David Berkowitz?
Bullshit.
At what point were you convinced?
The fact that the guy's in jail for murder... For the rest of his life, and he's selling shit. This guy knew
David Berkowitz.
Hold on, that's the most Mets fan explanation.
Yeah, but he
of
wasn't selling shit.
He's selling. The reporter that was there.
Berkowitz
he's like,
in six.
it was an investigator.
Yeah, so he's making it. The investigator was like this.
He
more
spent
people,
like 20 something.
More people involved. And this guy's like Berkowitz is like selling it. Like, yeah, there's more people involved. He keeps it floating.
Okay.
It going the whole time.
Mm.
Yeah, of course. Come on.
Of course.
I feel burnt by the the Cecil Hotel documentary on Netflix.
Oh, that was trash, too.
Was fucking trash, man.
I won't give Netflix another shot. They fucked me in my ass.
I don't even know what that is.
They just retold the same story like four episodes in a row, yeah. Then got to the point, which
could have been
fucked up and drowned on her own.
Which, by the way, they just lied for four episodes.
Yeah, that's like, all they did.
And the hatch was closed, and then they just talked to the janitor. He's like, "Oh, senor, the hatch was open." And they're like, "Well,
yeah,
that's how that happened. Yeah. Sorry for wasting 5 hours of your fucking life."
Netflix is trash. All they do is murder. It was any murder, they just they try to fucking do it.
Eliza Lamb, the chick. There was a viral video of her like freaking out in an elevator.
Okay,
like Asian broad.
I don't know.
And she's like pressing buttons and looking like somebody's chasing her.
Okay.
And then they found her dead in the water supply tank above the hotel.
Okay.
And it's a famous hotel, like a ghetto hotel.
Okay.
In California. And then after a few days of looking for her, people that were staying at the hotel, and they interview people who were like brushing their teeth and shit. This is the viral video.
Oh.
The people that were like showering and brushing their teeth said the water came out black. And it was because they literally, like, these people, I don't want to say that.
Well, they said this hotel is
I really
want to
say
often,
something.
Right?
Say it, say it.
Oh, these poor people are showering in dead gook soup.
Now we know where COVID came from.
Egg drop soup.
And then at the same time, there was like,
how about that poor fucking musician?
Yeah, there was like a death metal musician.
Yeah, he was there
obviously
a year
like some fucking like Mexican, just some like Mexa metal dude.
Uh-huh.
And he had stayed at the hotel like a year before, and all these people that were like online detectives said that he murdered her.
He said, like, yeah, I was there a year
drove
before.
Drove him to like almost like suicide.
Jesus.
With people threatening him. But yeah, there's people that like visit the hotel and like try and recreate her steps. And they, like, blew it up for, like, four fucking episodes. Like, could it be this? Could it be this? Could she have been drugged? And then on the last episode, they're like, actually, she was staying with other girls. They said she was fucking nuts and that she was acting erratically. And then, we found her in the thing, and she's naked because when you're drowning, you tend to, like, take your clothes off because of the hypothermia. And then, and then they're like, but how was the hatch closed? Who put her in there? And they're like, no, the hatch was open. We were wrong about all that.
She was just nuts, and she swam down instead of up.
She was probably
bipolar.
Running.
She was bipolar, yeah. And then like her parents just let her go to California for like a month, and then she just stopped taking her pills.
Yeah, she stopped taking her shit. I think she thought somebody was after her, and she went to go hide in the water tank, not realizing she couldn't.
If someone's
get back
after
out.
Her here, they're either in a wheelchair or they're not real because it's taken forever to get her.
Look at her fingers, though.
Yeah, she does like all this weird. It is very creepy.
She's high.
Oh,
yeah,
thanks.
She's probably high. Yeah, she's probably high. She's not taking her pills. She's fucking.
I'm a judgmental man, Scopo is.
You really are.
Listen,
that was so.
She was off her meds, and that's how
high.
Some people act. She's fucking high.
She's high on dope.
It was David Berkowitz, and all black people deserve to get shot. you do not resist arrest.
I have a union mentality. Okay.
She's high on dope.
What a fucking caveman head over here.
But are we not? She's yeah. Oh,
loosen
I'm
your
right.
ponytail,
she's
brother.
She's high, and you're a fucking Berkowitz. You're
using,
a Berkowitz supporter.
He was using his knee to keep the perpetrator on the ground.
Yep.
That is an acceptable form.
What a lazy brain motherfucker, right? Holy shit.
It's great. I saw Fast and
you
the
Furious. You gotta do a lot to get Scott to edge away from you.
It's crazy.
Oh, mullet man over here?
Anymore, Scott.
I'm chilling. Huh?
You're not in frame anymore.
Oh.
Get back over here, buddy.
Hi, Chris.
Yeah, I have a very, you know, one-shot mind, and it's fine. It gets me through life, and I don't have to think about anything serious.
Yeah, nobody's a victim ever, yeah.
Everybody, this episode is sponsored by our friends at Blue Chew. Guys, you know Blue Chew. They're making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that help men get stronger and longer-lasting erections. It's a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Chris, I know you love Blue Chew every now and then, right?
Oh, yeah. I'll go to BlueChew.com. You know, you can just do that real quick thing. They send you a fucking heap load of tablets. You chew them up, and you just fuck your girlfriend until she fucking bleeds out of her ears. It's great.
It's phenomenal. It's all done online. They have an online physician that you have a consultation with, and after you answer a few questions, it'll send you your Blue Chew discreetly in a package to your house.
In a package that is a discreet-looking package, which, you know, in and of itself kind of looks a little suspect nowadays, but it... people probably just think it's regular drugs.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you could benefit from extra confidence in the bedroom when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And here's a great deal for our listeners. You get to try Blue Chew completely free when you use our promo code RAP, RAP, at checkout. All you got to pay is the $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code RAP, to receive your first month completely free. Just $5 shipping. And thank you to Blue Chew for supporting the podcast. Let's get back into it.
All right. So this is going to fucking upset me. But since we've got Scopo here, Scopo, did somebody in baseball break their leg really bad this week?
Oh, I think I just heard about that. Yesterday it happened or something like that.
All right. So leg breaks are my number one thing I can't watch. So I have to put myself through this.
You're
now
a wrestling fan too. That's,
yeah. Leg well, you I had... broke my leg yeah. horribly.
How?
Wrestling in high school. I turned my foot the other way around.
Not high school wrestling.
Yeah.
No shit. You were in one of those things?
What? Yeah, no, I was on the wrestling team.
That's fucking great.
Yeah.
Yeah, not in a backyard
or
nothing.
I had no idea, man. Yeah, I thought it was a backyard. Wow.
No. I was like, yeah, I was really into it.
Oh, shit.
And I got my foot caught between two mats and got taken down. So my foot stayed where it was, and then I was completely on the ground. So my foot went like that. Oh. And then my coach... Now, it was the assistant coach. His advice was, see if he can walk on it.
Oh, no.
And you know what happens when you do that? You break it again. Oh. I spiraled the fracture and hit the ground like a bag of shit. And that's the last time I've been able to do cardio. let's see. This leg break's going to fuck me up. Shannon, tell me at least the team.
It's the Indians versus the Minnesota Twins.
Oh, fuck. I don't know if I can handle
this.
You
actually have to look close to see how fucked up it is. So maybe you'll miss it.
All right, Shannon.
Sorry.
Oh, son of a bitch. Sorry, go ahead. Go.
Popped up. Shallow right. Naylor, look
oh.
out.
Well, he oh, shit.
Oh. Look how it flops.
I didn't even notice. Oh, I didn't notice.
Awful. That is a really bad injury.
Damn boy. Really oh, no.
Injury. Oh, man. Oh, he is hurt.
Oh, Lordy Jesus.
Out in a heap and he is hurt. Good. Oh, no. Oh, that's awful. That is a really bad injury. That is.
Oh, no.
Okay, from a baseball perspective, this is all on the second baseman. He caused that whole entire injury. Because when you play baseball, the guy coming in is supposed to have the right of way. So the second baseman going out has a bit worse angle than the guy coming in. So if I was the outfielder, I'd be fucking furious right now. The second baseman, ooh, get the fuck out of the way. You get the fuck out of the way.
So you're saying that's all the second baseman's
fault? That's all the second baseman's fault. He should. If I'm that guy, I would be furious.
Oh,
I bet
he's not thrilled.
Furious, because that's a bad.
Well, that's a career ender.
Baseball is the only time Chris knows who to blame, and he's right, for it.
Exactly.
Is that a? I'm legitimately. You don't come back from something like that, right?
I don't. I mean, let's see how bad the fracture is, but it's yeah. I mean, that might not be good for him. It all depends how bad the fracture is. It's not gonna be. It's not gonna be good.
Psycho Sid, did he wrestle again?
Yeah, kind of, but I mean, he still wrestles. I actually want
to... Yeah, you can't be an outfielder, though. You can't be running around after...
I know a really funny Psycho Sid story that I don't know if I could repeat, but fuck it.
Yes.
Someone I know in wrestling told me they were on a show with Psycho Sid. If people don't know, Psycho Sid was a wrestler in, like, the 90s. He still wrestled. He's a big, big blonde guy who was very bad at talking. And I guess he was on horse steroids when he did this indie show. And he shows up huge... Just a fucking mountain, right? Muscles on muscles. But one of the side effects of the steroids he was on was that his hands kind of closed up and he couldn't get like grip things.
I like that it gave him hooves.
That's exactly. He had hooves. Right? So he's got all this shit in him and he shows hooves.
And it's a werehorse from the horse steroids.
And his two finishing moves are either a choke slam or a power bomb, and you need to hold the guy to do that, and he's in the ring, and his hand seizes up, and they call for the finish. And this poor indie guy, he goes, "What's your finish?" He goes, and he just punched him in the face and knocked all his teeth out and pinned him.
Holy shit.
Because he was so mad at his horse hands.
But how, when usually you need your hands to work out.
It would happen, they would seize. Like in the middle of doing shit, they would close.
Okay.
And it was the end of the match, and he couldn't open his hands.
It was a gradual transition into a horse, like when somebody gets bit in a zombie movie but tries to hide it.
Yeah.
Somebody in the front row had a sugar cube.
He would be doing like an interview and just clop instead of answer. Be like, fuck Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, Sid, yes or no? Do you think you're gonna win tonight?
Best promo we ever cut.
He told me they fucking knocked the guy's like completely knocked all this guy's teeth out. Oh fuck! The old wrestlers I meet when I do like indie shows. Always hilarious. Never like me. Always hilarious.
Why don't they like you?
Because look, I fucking
yeah. But are they respected veterans or I mean?
Sometimes I mean damn. My favorite was doing my makeup in the mirror with Warlord.
No shit.
And it was like a little mirror in a fucking VFW hall, and I gave it to. I was like, "Oh, sir, go ahead, please." And we're both putting our makeup on, and he just looks at me and he goes, "Put this shit on now. You're gonna be stuck doing it for the rest of your fucking life."
That's sad.
How much were they paying the Warlord?
Pretty good. And he turned his match into a tag match 10 minutes before it started.
Really?
Because he said he did his back hurt. So he pulled some shit. He's like, it's going to be a tag match.
And he could just make a living? He's out and about?
I mean...
Well, I'm sure he's doing something else, and that's just a nice little extra...
Yeah, I'm sure he's got something else, and then...
He's working in a deli?
Yeah.
Driving Uber. You make an extra grand every once a month.
Trying to bang Marissa Tomei.
Yeah.
Yeah, I talked to Jerry Lynn, and before he started working for AEW, which just opened like 2 years ago, he was, for like 10 years, he was working in like a factory or something, in like a wood yard.
Sandman owns
a construction company. He's one of the greatest wrestlers ever, you know, in ring at least.
Is wrestling one of the things where you have to be a superstar to make money? You have to be a star?
Well, your expenses are high. Consider that.
Like, every time I hear, like, these backyard people, it's like, these guys are just, like, this is for love of wrestling.
Yeah. So, figure your expenses are very high because you're traveling constantly, and WWE does not pick up
the tab really on any of that, right?
On any of that shit.
And now what they're doing is, contractually, if they fire you, you can't sign the name they gave you. You have to sign your real... You could sign a picture... If you're the Hurricane or whoever, you could sign a picture of you as the Hurricane, but you have to write your real name.
Yeah, they will no longer let people use their trademark names.
So WWE is the mafia.
Yeah.
They have a fucking...
Yeah, well, they're trying to become like Disney. They're trying to become this conglomerate. They want to compete with Marvel and shit. It's hilarious.
Yeah,
it's
and they want to own everything about you.
Yeah.
So, like, that's why, like, the big guys are, like, desperate to get into movies.
Yeah.
They just want to get the fuck out of WWE.
And it's just got to be...
It's just better money.
Yeah, and then, yeah, you're not traveling constantly. Yeah. Your body's...
Yeah, you only have so many years to perform at an elite level, unless you are exceptional, like AJ Styles, Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, like a complete anomaly. You saw Vince McMahon went to a Chappelle show on Saturday?
Does Vince look oddly waxy?
Oh, he looks ridiculous. Yeah, he's just shot up in the face like crazy.
He's 75 and loaded with Botox. Yeah. I think he started to get jowls, and he was just like, shoot me up.
Body still doesn't look bad. He's wearing jeans and a shirt. I mean, he's got a coat over it, but...
But yeah,
that was a recent picture. I think I saw that online.
It's him and Donnell, right?
Yeah, Donnell Rollins posted. Donnell Rollins posted it. Yeah, Rollins.
How old is Vince McMahon? 75?
70.
He might be older than that.
Look at Vinnie Mac.
But he looks like when a lady starts to look like a lion.
Yeah, he looks a little.
Like when old ladies start to look like cats.
He looks a little Bruce Jenner. Now I say Bruce.
Yeah.
Because that's the transition. Yeah. Looks a little Bruce Jennery.
Yeah,
he's jacked, though.
There's some female comics that like, twice a year, their face looks like this for a week, and then it kind of goes back to, you know what I'm talking about?
You'd say it's Whitney Cummings?
No, there's ones in our world where they just show up to a podcast, like,
just fucked up, yeah. And they look normal 2 weeks later.
Yeah, then it goes down.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, I... God, it would be fun to just start naming names.
Dude, we should start getting Botox. Fuck these hoes, man. Let's do it.
All right.
No? Okay.
I'm into it. I'll do it.
Did you see the girl comic that got fired from WWE this week?
Yeah. That's some. How do you feel about that?
I feel pretty strongly about it.
Against it or
for it? She fucked up, dude.
Don't go on.
I don't know.
Don't trash your employer.
Before you even start working there.
She's like, I don't know anything about wrestling. Yeah,
and they hired me.
But that's their thing. They don't want to hire people who know wrestling. People who know wrestling go in there for interviews, and they think you're a fucking loser.
Yeah, but it's like they want to make TV.
It's like police quotas.
Say that. You can't say that.
That's true. I'll say this in Scopo terms. It's like police quotas. You don't talk about it.
Yes. Okay. I do get that.
Sometimes you're at a red light. You give a lot of tickets out to make the quotas every month.
So for people that don't know, this girl who's a comic who actually believe... I didn't know her, but
I've done shows with her.
And she got hired to write for WWE. She did a podcast, and on it said that she has not seen wrestling, does not understand.
Yeah, she said she's unfamiliar. You know, she brought up the champion. She's like, and I know his name is Bobby. That's about it.
Yeah, she called Bobby Lashley Bobby Ashley.
Yeah.
She's like, he's in a group with all these other guys, and they wear suits, and they're cool. That was her description of the major bad guy faction.
And the real thing that got her, though, was wrestling fans swarmed it because they've had issues for years with the fact that writers are coming in trying to make wrestling shows when they think wrestlers should be writing.
Yeah.
You know? So that was also an issue where I don't think it would have been noticed if she was writing for any other
show. Nobody would have cared if she was, nobody would have cared. But it's more that, like, she embarrassed herself.
Yeah.
She embarrassed the company.
Well, and before that, and no one talks about this, but before that, and this is why I think she might have got fired, is she said people come up to her and go, are you embarrassed that you got hired to write for wrestling?
That's probably the
thing. When you know, you're a comic and you want to be a part of something great, something like that. And she was like, I don't give a fuck. I'm getting paid 4 times more than I did wherever. And it's like, oh, maybe they took that as an insult where you're like, I'm here for the money.
Yeah.
Whereas she could have just said,
shit for money?
She could have just said, I work for a huge entertainment company and it's a good job. Like, and it probably would have been fine. Like, sure. I'm learning this stuff as I go.
The way she went about it was...
All she had to do at the end of it was say, Omics. Maybe she did. I don't know. But if she was just like, I'm excited to figure this out, she would have been fine.
Yeah, no. She did not.
She hasn't even started yet. She could have been like, I don't know. I'm going through it now. You know what I mean? Like, I'm watching some of that stuff.
So I have a lot to catch up on.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Just lie. Just fucking lie.
The way she went about it wasn't the smartest way. The company's probably... If you're a company, like, we can't have this as...
If she's dumb enough to do this before you hired her, do you really want her in charge of anything?
Yeah.
Well, Jim Brewer has that story about how going into his first season, they were doing interviews, and someone asked him, you know, oh, growing up watching SNL, are you excited to be a cast member? And he was like, I didn't grow up watching SNL. And then he looked over at Lorne, and Lorne looked like, I'm going to fire this motherfucker. And he said he was so nervous. And then he was like, I'm afraid I'm going to get fired. And then they went to Norm, and they were like, are you excited to have newcomers on, play pranks on them? And he's like, yeah, we're going to rape them or something. And then he was like, well, they're going to have to fire both of us.
Yeah, we're going to fuck them in the ass.
Yeah.
Well, there's a great...
But I guess you're right. You can't really talk shit about
your job. Yeah, and then
and then expect the job not to be like, well, we're gonna let
you could say whatever you want in me wants to just defend her though.
No, I mean, sure. Jim Brewer, if he did that now, probably would have got fired because it would have went out. And if Kanice did this 20 years ago, she would not have got fired.
I don't think you should get fired for like doing something else and speaking your mind on something, but it's like. I don't know. You got to kind of be an ambassador for the company you work for if you're representing it in a public
space. Just say it
like, I'm not going to go somewhere else and shit on this place.
Say she was writing on Breaking Bad.
There's a lot more
and
material.
She's doing an interview. And she's like, yeah, there's this guy, Heisen Whites, and he sells crack.
He sells coke.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a Mexican guy and then a bald guy. You'd be like, are you dumb bitch? Like, you just started working here. Don't.
Yeah, Saint Germain
or cast.
Better example, like Game of Thrones, like those fans would have done the same thing. It's not just wrestling fans. Like
That's
you said,
true.
It was just
you're
the
right,
wrestling fans
right.
jumped on it. Yeah. Like if that happened season 8 of Game of Thrones or
anything
whatever,
with
you know,
fandom is gonna.
Yeah. Rick and Morty, they'd fucking spaz.
For sure. Well, she's better off though because she got some publicity from it and everybody gets fired after 3 months anyway.
Yeah, and she'll probably pick up a better job off of that.
For sure.
Like just for the name.
I know no one that's written there that had a good experience.
No, it's torturous. For all of them.
Like I have a buddy that was like came out of like UCB and he was writing there. And he said just in the middle of them like having an all night writing session, Vince was like, How come everybody doesn't have collar? Like, it was like a plastic thing that goes in your collar to keep it, like, stiff?
Yeah, yeah.
He goes, how come we don't all have that? And like, oh, I don't know, but, you know, we can put it in the dress code next week. You know, and he goes, no, stop everything. Everyone needs one of those right now before
shirt
we continue.
Stays?
Yeah.
Collar stays? Really?
Yeah, he's like, stop. Everyone needs one right now before we continue. Everyone looks disgusting.
That's fucking hilarious. He's not wrong.
That makes you a billionaire, man.
That's what he does
for
space.
You gotta just fucking walk in and yell
he's
at people.
He's doing shirt stays.
Lewis
for
is going to be a billionaire. That's like a Lewis thing, I think.
No, Lewis is not going to be a billionaire.
Is Lewis a millionaire?
No. No, not yet.
I don't know shit. I don't pay attention anymore.
Do you have Instagram? He's running through it faster than
no
he can make.
I have no concept of money.
he's going to be.
Yeah, he's going to be a millionaire.
I mean, at some point. I mean, it's not going to stay in the account. But that will hit. I believe in Lewis Foley.
It'll be in there long enough for him to take a screenshot.
I just don't understand money. Yeah.
It'll be a that'll be instead of a dick pic, a screenshot of $1 million in the bank.
I was born with a Deuce 7 tattoo. Now a millionaire.
I believe in it, Lewis.
I think he's going to go into motivational speaking.
I could see Lewis doing that.
I think Lewis has been doing motivational speaking for about a year now.
He's fighting for money.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this is ridiculous what he's doing. The guy's literally making money off fighting.
Yeah. He's going to make his
money. Not hobo fights like Harrington. Like,
no.
Like,
or his dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, Lewis is doing pretty well.
Yeah, no, he's done. I honestly believe that he will be a millionaire.
Yeah, of course. I thought he was a millionaire. I don't know what the fuck. Yeah.
It's because you drive an Audi to make you a millionaire, Scott.
I thought he had the Top Gun. I thought you were a millionaire.
This guy's fucking jersey's like Audi, millionaire. This is great. Fucking mullet.
Yeah,
loser.
But you see the optimism in my stupidity?
Yeah, true. Good
point. Yeah, there we go.
All right, I want to see this video, Shannon. Spectator sign causes massive collision during Tour de France.
This is phenomenal.
This is brutal.
I haven't seen this.
Oh, it's beautiful, man.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, it's Mr. Bean shit.
So just keep it.
Oh no!
But it's so
fucking
good.
Fucking moron.
And I have it from another angle in a second.
Oh no! Oh no!
Oh,
no.
Two.
Oh
no!
No!
Stop
no.
counting, brother.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. It's one of the worst crashes in Tour de France history.
Stop counting. It's not just one, two.
So is this lady in trouble?
There's gonna be another. Ooh.
Hold on. I'll show you from a different.
How do you do that?
Can you show? Yeah, show the X. Yeah.
There we go. Everybody.
Now show it again with Benny Hill music.
And apparently it's like a lot of the top contenders and shit, right? We're in that group.
Yeah, it was the front of the pack,
hurt.
Right?
Yeah, but it was only like the second leg of the tour, so they can make it up.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Now is anybody seriously injured?
I'm sure there was a few guys that were hurt, yeah.
So they haven't revealed yet how many were injured. They said they don't even know if anybody was injured, but obviously they were, so they haven't revealed it yet.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, because I was
going
to change
They the weren't though. Going that fast.
Yeah, no.
Like, they go to, like, 60, 70 miles an hour. They were probably going, like, 20.
60, 70 miles an hour?
Yeah, they fly in
No, I think
thing.
They go,
it's
like, a
not possible.
No. They go they go like, 60, 70 miles an hour.
Dude, weren't really? People
they go down a fucking mountain.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Weren't people in Central Park getting in trouble for going, like, 45 on bikes?
I'm not up on my bicycles things, but...
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, people fly on bikes, man.
Think about Lance Armstrong fucking... yoked up on testosterone on a mountain bike just flying down a hill. He was downhill. Going pretty
wet. 65, though.
So is that lady in trouble? Has she been identified?
I don't know what happens to a person like that.
No additional information.
That wasn't a dude?
I thought it was a lady.
That was a lady, I think.
What did the sign say?
Watch out.
Free Tibet.
Yeah.
The sign is a combination of two languages, French and German. Alez means go in French, according to Google Translate, while Opie and Omi are German terms for grandpa and grandma, according to... So the sign would translate to go, grandpa, grandma.
So she killed her grandpa and grandma in the race?
Because to me, isn't that like that guy that caught the baseball, like, that caught the, what would have been...
Oh, the Bartman Bowl?
Yeah, you know
Chicago?
What I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like, how are you not just, like, vilified for life after
that? Guy's life was over. Chicago fans are ruthless, those scumbag people. They ruined that guy's life.
Really? But he just had to leave Chicago. Seems like
they printed his address in the newspaper. In like the Chicago Tribune printed his man's address. He had to leave, obviously, Chicago. They finally brought him back when they won the World Series the year after, like, oh, sorry, and they gave him a ring. Like, that made up for fucking ruining this guy's life.
Nice analog doxing.
Yeah. Oh, it's the worst.
I mean, I guess that's got to be better than if you're, like, a South American football player who scores on your own goal.
And they just kill you?
Yeah. And they murder you in the street.
Yeah. And then your family, too, probably.
Did they?
No, no, no. They just killed him in the street.
Hmm.
Yeah. Pablo something. Because if you see the documentary, The Two Pablos.
I haven't.
No.
It's you know about this?
No.
So Pablo Escobar in Colombia, basically, and he was like friends with this guy. And Pablo Escobar was murdered, I think, like 6 months before. And the guy was playing against America in the round of 32. And there was a ball across the middle, and he fucked up by hitting it into his own goal. And then they lost the game, and they were a good team too. They should have won the World Cup that year. Then he was out at a club in Colombia, and then like gangsters were talking shit to him. He went over to like talk to him. He just fucking shot him right there.
Jesus.
And murdered him.
Oh, didn't he say he was going to get killed? Wasn't that a thing too? Wasn't he quoted as saying like the moment I land, I'm going to get killed?
I think
or something?
To the media, he said, "I'm going to be murdered."
Why did he even go back
to his home?
Probably
there's a part in you that has to go. Ah, it's just a game, right? Like a little piece in you that goes, I'm
sure if he had went on the lam, they would have sent somebody to kill him.
You think?
I think so.
He got killed in a nightclub, though. I know that. Like, he was like, trying to talk to these guys. It's like, hey, it's not that serious.
Yeah, I'd live on a farm, dude. I'm not going to a nightclub.
We've been like, I thought it was crazy. Like, David Ortiz was fucking that drug dealer's chick in DR, and he got fucking right. Wasn't that like 2 years ago? He got hospitalized. And fucking, they fucked him up because he was fucking some drug dealer's wife.
I think it was a wrong hit. I don't think he was fucking.
I think there's video of him and the chick.
Really?
Yeah, we watched it on High Society.
Oh, okay.
Fucking, she was hot. Fucking, but it's just like, and he didn't want to leave DR. And the Red Sox were like, no, we can't have you be murdered.
Oh, it became like a contractual thing of no, and your contract it says you need to be safe. So
yeah, like you're you're like the most you're one of the most famous Red Sox in modern history. Like you need to come back, and they like paid for him to come live in Boston. He was like, no, I just want to stay here. It's like, what are you fucking retarded?
He retired. He retired, and the Red Sox did fly him on a plane back to America.
Yeah,
when he was in the DR in the hospital, the Red Sox sent the plane down there. We're like, we're gonna get you back home.
You need to come back.
Yeah.
Well, it's like funny. Like if you know Dominican guys, people that flood American cities talk more about DR as the best, like their country being the best place than Dominican. I guess. But it's just like, they tried to kill you. Just leave. You're a millionaire. You get pussy in America.
The Red Sox just put on a plate of Platanos on the plane. They got him on the plane. Yeah, no problem.
They waffed.
They put a barber's pole in front of the door. Yeah. He just got on. All right. I want to look at... I like this hot top one, but then I want to let's rank some of these slobs. Nice. Dozens go topless for annual Dyke March in Washington Square Park. That's where I actually just got back from.
The Dyke March? That's every time you walk anywhere.
me and Scott were co-leaders of the parade this year.
Goddamn right.
I did see some of this march. I was in Midtown.
All right, let's see.
Okay.
Let's rank. Let's find the bell of the ball.
I really hate to tell you this, but our internet is down at the moment.
Are we not live anymore then?
The stream dropped about 2 minutes ago.
Mm.
We're just waiting for the
They missed the Platanos line? That crushed.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Sorry, guys.
Damn.
So we finally get a little momentum.
This cut out when we were talking about wrestling. People are so pissed.
Fuck.
People are going, Lewis cut the stream because these dorks are talking about wrestling. That's what the chat is saying right now.
All right, you know what?
I'm a millionaire.
Yeah, that's where it dropped out. Lewis is a millionaire, right? Cut it now. We've peaked.
It's back.
The internet's back. All right, let's see some of these broads at the Dyke March. And for people that are just joining us back on the stream, thank you very much for your patience.
You missed the best 3 minutes in podcasting history. Make sure you listen back on YouTube.
No, I may have spoken too soon.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right. There's got to be some stock photos of ugly broads we can make fun of on the
Someone, anyone's photo album on their phone?
Yeah, we don't just
show Zach.
Take a phone out.
Jeez.
Let me look up some ugly ladies.
Dylan, come in here and pretend to be a chick.
So don't we can make fun of you. Don't invite him on the air.
All right, yeah, stay over there. Bring me a coffee, though, actually.
You know what? If that's the case, I think let's call it. Because if we don't have any more stories to look at, let's just call it today. That was a fine episode. Thank you very much to Chris from Brooklyn, Chris Scopo, and Scott Chaplin. Lewis, can't wait to have you back. Hope you had a great Father's Day, my friend. I know that $1 million is coming in your wallet real soon. Love you very much. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. This is the Real Ass Podcast.
That's all, folks.